I think it was 1999 that we sort of officially came up with the name and put out our first ever kind of proper little EP. We certainly never thought we'd earn any kind of money from doing what we loved. That's such a rarity. I think most people are aware that that's like a one in a million kind of situation to kind of get a career out of something that you love. So we just genuinely, it was something we always had done since we were kids. We'd always made music, and me and Gail sort of just felt like we'd put out this record because someone offered us a very tiny little deal to just put out an EP or two. And to us, that was already like living a dream. You know, we never thought we'd go on to make a record, like an album. We just thought, oh, well, this would be cool for a year. You know, we can do this thing, and it's really good fun. And we were just at that, the perfect age where we'd just kind of come. I'd just come out of art school, and Gail had just come back from Canada from being in another band. So we were just sort of at the right age to just fully exploit that idea of just being creative and having a bit of fun and no pressure. Now it's 2016, and it's still what we do. So yeah, it was sort of really just a creative endeavor. You know, that was the main thing. We just loved doing it.
Kind of just to see what happened, I suppose. Just to see if it happened, great. But if it didn't happen, you were still sort of having the time of your lives making music.
Completely. Yeah. I mean, I always remember we just said straight away, like, if we can do this for 1 year, won't that be amazing? Like, that would be worth it. And we both agreed that, you know, even if we could just be musicians for a year, it would be great, you know. And it just didn't stop. And fortunately for us, we got to just keep making records and keep touring, you know, and built up a fan base.
It's weird, actually, looking back at your history, because you kind of did things the wrong way around to an extent. Because for you, I suppose that sort of second album was the one that really made it for you. The one that obviously spawned Painkiller, that everybody knows, hit the top five in the UK charts. Did you set out, and I know we said you didn't necessarily set out to make money, but did you set out with an intention of trying to write chart-topping songs? Or for you, was it just about writing what you felt was the right thing to write about?
First and foremost, we always write and wrote sort of what was just inside. You know, we never really sit down and say, let's do this or let's do that. It's a bit more, I mean, it sounds funny, but it's more natural than that. It just kind of, for some reason, songs bubble up out of us, and you know, it's never been a particularly conscious thing. We never sort of sat down to do something. It's always just been letting it happen, if you know what I mean. A slightly different kind of mindset to that. But having said that, I mean, I do remember with Painkiller, that was the first time I'd ever sat down and thought to myself, oh, wouldn't it be fun to write something that, like, is almost pop, is almost like could be considered a pop song. It was almost a bit of a challenge, because I don't think anyone expected that from Touring Breaks. We were always considered the sort of the alternative to pop in some ways, a bit of an indie group. And the idea of writing a pop song, I'd grown up listening to the Top 40. I grew up, you know, listening to pop all the way through the 80s. It was a huge influence on me. And same with Gail as well. He was exactly the same. So to us, pop wasn't necessarily a bad thing or something to sort of shy away from. It was like it was a bit of a challenge. And it was like, I wonder if we could come up with just a song with just killer pop hooks that could just raid the charts, you know. So there was a little bit of that, almost like dangling a carrot in front of our own noses. But it was still a very much a creative carrot. It wasn't sort of about becoming famous or anything like that, because I think we just had no idea what that would be like anyway. So we didn't really fantasize about that. It was more just like, wouldn't it be fun to try and do that musically? So then we came up with Painkiller, and it worked, and it was amazing, because it did, you know, like you said, it got top five, and for about 5 minutes we tasted what life's like when you're kind of raiding the top 10, you know. And it was an amazing experience, and one we still sort of look back on and smile about, I'm glad to say.
Going back a little bit further again, that third album, Jack in the Box, came out, went in at number 10. And then after that, things quietened down a little bit, certainly on the chart scene. What have you guys been doing since that album came out?
Well, you know what? We've been putting out albums. We've been putting out more albums. We've been touring. Luckily for us, we had we kind of kept a very, very strong fan base, even though we'd stopped sort of being a such a mainstream concern, we carried on making records for the fans, really, and touring. I mean, we just toured constantly, really, since then. And I guess that was, yeah, like you're saying, it's about 10 years ago, wasn't it, Jack in the Box?
Mm.
We've been remarkably busy that whole time, but just kind of under the radar. And it's only really on this record, on Lost Property, that, you know, we just seem to have popped back up on the radar a bit more. And it's some of it's just luck, you know, and some of it's just sort of just staying power and sticking around long enough for things to come back around. And also, I just think we happen to have made a slightly more accessible sounding record. You know, it's kind of opened up to a slightly wider audience. So we're having a great time at the moment.
I think it's weird when you look at it, isn't it? Because to you guys, you're still making the same sort of albums and touring in the same way you have been for the past few years. But all of a sudden, one song that you put out with no particular sort of background behind it, all of a sudden, that's the song that people pick up on, and it's back on the radio, and it's all sort of coming back round full circle again in a weird way.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's quite bizarre, but it's something we always knew kind of was possible, because we'd seen it happen to friends of other bands like Embrace, you know, who just suddenly like kind of disappeared for about 10 years and then suddenly turned back up again. And you know, so we knew it was perfectly plausible, and I think our rhetoric has always just been, look, just keep making good records, keep putting them out. As long as you've got a fan base and you're pleasing them, the rest of the world might notice what you're doing at some point. You might just click with a wider audience again, but don't go chasing it too much, because I think everyone knows when a band is chasing a wider audience sort of almost too hard,
yeah,
and they're maybe forgetting what made them special, you know. So we've always been a bit careful of doing that, but like you said, I just think, you know, we just happened to write a really kind of immediate, quite poppy song that the radio really picked up on again. And, you know, again, much to our delight, you know, it's just lovely to pop back up on people's radars again. It's a real pleasure.
Well, do you know what? It's weird you say that, because talking of writing that really sort of catchy poppy song, new single Keep Me Around's out now. Literally, we cannot stop playing it. We're addicted to it, as are everybody that's listening, because it gets in your head. Obviously, it gets in your head because you wrote it, but it gets insanely in your head to the point that you find yourself humming something as you're walking around and you go, oh God, it's that song again. It won't go away, but in a very good way, I think is the fair sort of assumption.
That's great. I'm glad to hear that, you know, because we wouldn't want to annoy anyone. But it's just one of those, well, I always call them circular melodies. I don't know why. It's something about it that just, it goes round and round and round, and it's quite delightful. But it's a particular type of melody that comes from a particular kind of place that I think we've touched on before, but this time it's just more magnified and a bit more focused.
Aside from an album, you guys, I want to say back out on the road, but like you said, you've been on the road constantly. It's not a new thing for you guys. You've been doing it continually, but back out on the road, accompanying an album, already shows are selling out all over the shop. You're coming over to visit us in Birmingham on the 8th of March, playing at the Glee Club. How many times have you been to Birmingham before? A few, I'm guessing.
Oh, man. Birmingham, I think we must have played 20 times at least over the last sort of 15 years, probably more. But, Birmingham, you know, I always remember, I think we actually played one of our first gigs was in a jazz club somewhere in Birmingham, actually, now I'm remembering. But we've done the Glee Club quite a few times, and it's a lovely venue because it just sounds great. It's a very comfortable sort of venue for the audience, but they've got a great sound system, and it's just like the right kind of size for touring breaks, I think. So we always look forward to playing there just because it suits the band.
What sort of things can we expect from the tour then? Obviously, the new album will be out there. I'm guessing there'll be a few oldies in there as well.
Yeah, we always try and sort of be people pleasers as much as we can. So we know that obviously people are going to want to hear the classics, so to speak. So we make sure we pepper the set with loads of them. But we also bring in a lot of new stuff. But it's always surprising how well the new stuff goes down with the old stuff. And I think it's just because we just try and find the most kind of creative, exciting way of playing that all the material. So sometimes the old stuff changes a little bit in style, and it kind of mutates and